Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. It's just an awesome time to be alive nowadays, Lord. Because we get to test our faith, knowing that you're going to follow through with everything that we pray. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you, Father, that you are making a broad plan here, for lack of a better word. And I thank you, Father, for doing that, because this is what's going to spearhead everything. We praise you, Father, for putting it in our hearts to run after you with all our hearts and to pray and to do this warfare that you put us in charge of, Lord, to do the warfare to bring down the enemy, because we know we got the victory. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. And we do, Lord, we ask it, we pray right now that you send the angels out there to scatter the enemies to the four corners of the earth in Jesus' name, to get them out of here. And I thank you, Father, for your protection, your Psalms 91 protection upon everybody that they've tried to target in Jesus' name, Lord, that they can't penetrate the hedge of fire that you protected them with in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight everybody's going to be in tune to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us tonight into the things that you'd have us to talk about. And Lord, I thank you for answering our prayers as well. And I thank you for all the testimonies tonight too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all that you're working in us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Well, we done cast down all the enemies. There ain't nothing left, is there? Lord, our God, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord, our God. All right. Anybody got a testimony? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we are winners. We are the winners of all of these battles that have been sprung at us, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for it in the name of Jesus. Because we see victory. We see victory. You told us, Lord, that victory is here because you're the one that's directing everything. You have already brought them down. They just don't know it yet. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Testimony time. Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, and while you're taking all the devils away, you forget about the one who's stealing my hair. Aging one. Bind that devil as well, please.
Amen. Get you a magic marker.
This is fun.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Oh, my. Okay. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for DNA restoration for Joe quickly in Jesus' name and all of us in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, that it is coming. Amen. It's on the way. You promised it, and we believe it, Lord. I thank you, Father, for being 30 years old again. Glory to God. Boys, y'all talk about, man, it's going to be a great time here shortly. It's going to be a great time. Is it, hey, Missy, what's up, girl? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to praise and thank the Lord. Oh, I was battling one of those headaches today, and it finally broke about, 25 minutes ago. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, I'm healed and I'm delivered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that...
Amen. Thank you, Father.
This headache is completely gone. It's not mine. You bore it on the cross, and I thank you, Lord, for delivering me from this. And I thank you, Lord, that
it ain't coming back.
That's right. And I thank you, Lord, that it was just in time so I can get on with my brothers and sisters and enjoy fellowship and praising you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Testimony, praise report, or a prayer request? Okay, well, we'll look forward to Julie, if you don't mind, and see what David's got. Thank you, Lord. We just believe, Lord, that this thing that's coming is going to be an awesome time with you, because we're going to see immediate results from our prayers. What is this? Okay. Okay. All right, let's do that. I got the gist of it. In the name of Jesus right now, I command whatever makes milk in a lady's to feed her children. This is kind of awkward for me. Julian, help out here. Oh, praise my Lord. God.
Well, Father, I thank you that everything in Alina's body is perfect. And you created her body perfectly to produce the milk that Hadassah needs. And I thank you, Lord, for these trials of her faith, Father. And I thank you, Lord, this girl's hungry and she needs to eat. So, Father, we don't wait till tomorrow morning. We're declaring it right now, Father, that her breast milk is there. Hadassah is being fed. And we break all the word curses, thought curses, and everything coming against Alina and her body, her hormones, and what her body is naturally made to do right now.
Amen.
In giving birth, that her child is going to be breastfed without any hindrance from the enemy.
Yep.
These curses are broken in Jesus' name.
Yep.
And I thank you, Lord, that she's going to be able to breastfeed as long as her baby needs it. She says for a year, Lord, but whatever your will is, God, and her body works perfectly as you have ordained it to feed her child. And I thank you, Lord, that this is done and that she receives it, Lord. And we're going to have an awesome testimony. We just believe you, Lord. Amen. We thank you and praise you for your great love and your mercy and the power of faith, the power of your name, the power over all the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the curse. And we thank you, Lord, whatever we bind on earth is bound in the heavens, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in the heavens. And we all agree in the prayer of agreement, Lord, there is much power. And we know it's already done. We just pray blessings on Alina. And on her precious baby. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, I just ask that she makes more than enough so she can have some if the child wants some during between feedings. Thank you, Father, for that. And Alina, Jesus' name. Amen. That's a safe way of doing it. Thank you, Father. All right, next. Yeah, Marilyn.
There you go. I just wanted to add on just a little bit here before we move on. Father, I just thank you and praise you that we have an open heaven. Father, we have access to the throne of grace. And whatsoever we ask, Father, believing that we have received, we have it. And so praise God. Father, I bind up all assignments against Alina of anxiety, tension, stress, worry, fretting, doubt, fear, and unbelief, condemnation. You go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. We don't receive any of this stuff. Father, I thank you and praise you. She has the mind of Christ. And that, you know, these thoughts that are trying to come against her, they are quickly cast down, discerned for who they are, what they are. They're either from the enemy or they're from the self. And it doesn't matter because we have the authority to cleanse ourselves of all defilement of flesh and spirit. So flesh, you're dead and buried under the water of baptism, and you demons, these tormenting demons trying to get her into worry and out of the rest. You are every one of them. You're a liar and you were defeated at the cross. So Father, I thank you and praise you. Boy, it just gonna, there's that letdown and fullness of an abundance of milk. And Father, an abundance of joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, and not only for Elena, but for everybody here. And Father, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I confess that she's got enough milk for that child and more in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, place it in her heart to confess it too. I have the milk necessary to feed my baby. Glory to God. That's going to be a big, fat baby here for too long. Well, maybe not too fast. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord of God. Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Yeah. Amen. You do. Yeah, Isaac.
Hey, hello. Hello, everybody.
I do.
Hello. What's up, man?
You got it.
I'm not sure what this is, be honest, but I guess maybe a little, asking for a little, well, it's going to be a prayer request, not prayer request, and I'll just pray it, but I'll tell you kind of what happened. So I got a pretty big, major project, going on. We do, where I work at, we do a summer and winter shutdown where we do a lot of maintenance, and we're doing a complete conveyor rebuild to a modified system. And the problem is, it's just a large, it's a large project, and I need it to work, because if it doesn't, no parts get pushed out, and that's major. And it's probably one of the bigger projects this company's taken on. And this ain't a typical conveyor. This is a roller chain conveyor. It's kind of odd, but it takes a lot of heavy material because it's assembly line. And it puts together these starters, right, for cars, because that's what we assemble, and we have all these robots. So it's just really intricate. Pretty much management and everybody kind of thinks we're not going to be able to get it done. But my technicians think they believe they can get it done, and I'm all in with them. I'm in with them 100% against management, not against management, but in my belief that, hey, you know, we're going to do this, and obviously it's going to be the Lord. And I talked to my technician today, and I said, hey, man, I know everybody's against us. I know they don't think we're going to get it done. Now we got the Japanese calling us and wanting to know why we're even attempting it, because we're having lots of issues. They just don't, they're not aware of it. Like, it's kind of on the fritz, this conveyor chain. It's like 30 years old, or not chain, but the whole system. And I said, here's the thing. If the Lord be for us, who can be against us? And I said, we're going to get through this. I don't care. And they said, yeah, I'm with you, man. So, but here's where I'm trying to make this full circle here. Here's where I probably need to ask for repentance. Well, I have, but I have a lot of different parts coming in from multiple vendors. They've all come in besides one company who sends out their machine work internationally. So that's a problem already, but I'm aware of it because the prices are just better. Wasn't my idea, but it's management's, and we're going with it. The point being is I get very short with these vendors because they're like 2 months behind schedule and getting me my items that they promised me. And man, I get upset. And one, the guy that owns the company, he's actually in Knoxville, which is cool, but he's a believer in Christ. And we talk, and he's a cool guy. But I try to tell him, hey man, the relationship we have is great, but we need to get this job done, and I need you to keep your promise and get it here. And like today, I kind of sent a nasty email, not nasty, like mean or vulgar or rude, but I really put the blame on them. I said, hey, this is the deal, you know, blah, blah. I had a lot of proof to back me up. And I said, quite frankly, you guys haven't got my parts in, and we're stuck in U.S. Customs, and we start this project just in like a week and a half or 2 weeks at most. And so I've really put the pressure on them to get me everything. And I've made sure to make a paper trail, because the gentleman's a believer. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to knock him. It's just, we have difference of opinions, but in a respectful way. And my thing is, I know if vendors, sorry, this is long-winded. I know if vendors a lot of times, they'll try to befriend you any way they can. That way they can throw excuse on you. They go, well, hey, remember, we're friends. Hey, we got to get a job to get done here. So I'm trying to be careful and not cross that boundary and stay professional. But I feel bad today because I've been putting the heat on them. And today I was like, hey, enough's enough. You don't get it in, I'm going to another vendor. Plain and simple, right? Anyways, well, they are missing my parts. But the part I was blaming them for ended up being at my facility. And that really stunk. So it was terrible. But I really don't have any control of the warehousing and how it gets here. I'm not even allowed to go back there. And it really stunk, man. So I had to call the guy. And I apologized to him personally. I said, hey, man, personally, I want to apologize to you on the phone. But formally, I'm going to apologize on the email attached to everyone. Let them know it's our fault. Because you're right. So that really stunk, and I didn't mind doing that, but I want to pray that I don't get so short, because I do find myself getting short, not mean, but very, very direct, to where some people just aren't, some people have different, you know, different personalities. They don't like the direct method. So I just need to be more led by the Holy Spirit. And also I need to be more, what's the word? We need to be more thorough where I'm at. And so, and not to say that we're all wrong in this situation. We're not, but something like that kind of taught me a lot today. Like, you know, Isaac, you need to take a step back and relax. It is what it is. The Lord's got you. So anyways, I'm just gonna say a prayer. I hope any of this made sense, but I'll say a prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for getting me here, Lord, in this position, but I know it's a trivial matter in the grand scheme of things, Father, and this is not my ending place, Father. I know, Lord, I think you have much more higher callings for your children, and but where I'm at now, Lord, through you, because all things are possible through Christ. Through you, this task can be accomplished. And I mean, not just the project, but my own policies that you, Father, have already conquered on the cross, Lord, at this job, to where, Lord, I can be the man that you want me to be. Because I don't want to go back around and around again through the same old mistakes. I want this to be a learning lesson, Lord, and I believe it is. And I believe for now on, Lord, I'll be more patient and not be so, I don't want to be a, I don't know what the word is, but I don't want to be too short. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that these tests you place for me here from this day and time, that Lord, these are past tests through Christ that liveth in me, because he knows what to do. And I have the Holy Spirit, Lord, and I know that that truth that proceeds from you will direct me. And Lord, let these guys, gentlemen, have a forgiveness in their hearts. It seems like they're actually, Lord, they're very, very graceful with me. Bless them tremendously, Lord, for that, because that's a lot for the man not to even try to take up for himself. That's pretty wonderful in his regard. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I just want to tag on to that prayer, and I ask that you give these guys in under Isaac also the wisdom to get this thing done before the time is allotted to them. And not only that, this just like the big program project that we prayed for him some time ago. Lord, let it be done and not let it have any problems with it at all. In other words, when they start it up, hit the button, that it runs just exactly like it's supposed to, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that would be a miracle in itself. And I praise you, Father, for doing that, Father. And he'll be able to testify of your glory and your grace, Father. And I thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? God's just going to get through with that project before it's needed. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right. Anyone else? Y'all ready to get up out your seat? No? 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 Got some praise and worship here. Woohoo. I remember how to do it. Oh, my people.
Behold, he comes riding on a cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, yes, yes, yes. So lift your voice in jubilee. Hey, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Yes, Lord.
Days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he comes,
hey,
riding on the cloud,
yes,
shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Yet out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
The dry bones becoming as fresh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, yes, Lord. The fields are as white in your word. Yes, and we are the laborers in your
Jehovah. There's no God like 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 Jehovah.
to Anaheim, California, to declare tonight, Jesus, there's no God like Jehovah. Nobody. Nobody. Not Buddha. No Mahan. No Sun Yung Moon. Nobody, 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 nobody,
God, thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you what, I'm ready to do something. My. Hang on just a second. I got to shut it all off. There's some more music coming on behind it. I'm fixing to get up again. Lord of God. All right.
As you would say, Mike, I wish she'd get a little excited.
She had the audience going, didn't she? I bet that was San Francisco. I noticed a lot of Asians there.
Anaheim, California, she said.
Well, that's close to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's close to where we are. I don't know. All right. I don't know. I don't know where Anaheim is. That sounds like a beer commercial or something. Oh, that's Anheuser. Okay. Disney. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anybody got a song they want to sing? Well, go ahead. Do you want to sing one?
Come on, Missy.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Okay. You've heard me sing this before, but I'm going to sing it again since we just got done singing a peppy one. I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven and my hope is secure. I've got joy 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes. Turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He is all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy 'cause I've got Jesus. Oh, he gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy never ending, 'cause he called my name. Every breath I breathe, a testament of amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah, everything has changed. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so glad I have him. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Boy, that's my newest pick-me-up, get-me-pumped-up song. You sing that, you can't be down very long. It just chases all the blues away that the enemy tries to put on you. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, that was a pick-me-upper. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-hoo. All right. Anybody else? You'll sing a song, Pat? Okay, I know you got a good voice. I've heard you. All right. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to sing a song, but I got a prayer request, kind of almost like Isaac, kind of a prayer request and a testimony, but. Last Tuesday, I think, I woke up in the morning sick, and my nose was running, and you know, I was coughing and everything, and so I started casting it down. Actually, it was last Monday. Anyway, I started casting it down, and it started to get worse, and really continued to get worse. But at that point, I was standing on the word, basically standing on the stripes of Jesus, having healed me, and I started to get downtrodden. I started to, I guess, lose my faith. And actually, when I started to lose it is when last Tuesday, when we were meeting, and I thought that I should ask for prayer. And this is kind of a But in my mind, it was, I'm going to say it was a contradiction, because the thoughts were coming to me like I should be standing on faith here. And if I ask for prayer, I'm confessing that I don't have faith, or I'm not standing in faith. And so there was a certain amount of dilemma there in my mind. And I think basically doubt came in, and basically I got worse and worse, I think Thursday, I didn't even make it down to the meeting. I came home at the end of the day and collapsed. But interesting thing, and on my way driving to work the next day, the Lord showed me that he humbled me. And I haven't got to the end of that process. Not sure if that's a positive or a negative. Maybe the Lord has not finished humbling me or vice versa. But anyway, the scriptures were coming to me. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up in due time. And I found myself going back, you know, confessing my sin, confessing my weakness of faith, I'm going to say, and trusting the Lord to open up my eyes and lead me down that path. When I got to work, one of the employees was, he was looking bad. Come to find out later, he had heart, what they call it, AFib or something like that. I think it's heart flutters or whatever it is, but he was looking bad. And about 1 o'clock, he gave me a call and said, listen, I have to go because, you know, he was struggling. And I went out to, you know, just to talk to him or whatever. And he was, I mean, I thought he was having a heart attack, you know. And then I got this email from his boss that basically said, they're taking him to the hospital because he's in bad shape. Well, he drives, probably 3 hours back across Pennsylvania or whatever. And I was now picture. I was in the midst of this, my own personal failures. I'm going to say, just leave it at that. And the Lord told me to give him a call and pray for him. And so when I got off work and started driving home, I gave him a call and he was still en route heading home. And I said, listen, I want to ask you a question, or I just want to say, number one, I'm not coming to you as an employee of my company that I'm, you know, work for. I'm speaking to you as a person here right now. And I asked him if I could ask him a question. And he said, I could tell he was struggling. And he said, yes. And I said, are you a Christian? He answered me back and said, well, I know the Lord has got something for me because he's still got me around. He's still taking, you know, he hasn't taken me out of here yet. And I said, do you know, the scripture says that those that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. And he said, yeah. I said, now, you know that means they shall be saved out of their present dilemma that they're in right now. And he started to answer me back, and then the phone went dead. And I thought, well, he answered me in kind of a, I'm going to say, not an abrupt answer, but it was more of a, responding back, I don't know if it was an excuse or whatever. But anyway, the phone went dead. And I thought, well, wonder if I need to call him back. I mean, did he hang up on me or whatever? And when I told him that, I remember what it was. When I told him that the Lord wanted me to call him and pray for him, and I said, "Do you want me to pray for you?" And that's when he kind of answered that back, and the phone went dead, etc. So I didn't know how to take that one way or the other. So I just texted him back and said, "If you want me to pray for you, just text me back." And he said, "Okay." I mean, he texted me right back immediately and said, "Okay." So I just, I didn't call him back, but I just started praying and, you know, commanding this, heart situation down, et cetera. And asked the Lord to send angels to mend his heart and bring him through this, you know, this process, into repentance. And then I let it go at that. And quite frankly, I continued to get, I don't know if I got sicker or what, but I mean, things have kind of cleared out and cleaned up and whatever in this process as I'm getting my healing is coming in. But anyway, I called his company because he didn't show up for the last 3 or 4 days, since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. And today he showed up and like nothing happened. It was just, you know, and he was, he was, you know, he was alive. He wasn't, you know, struggling and falling around. So I don't know anything about AFib or anything, but I know that the Lord did something there anyway. So I'm just trusting that the Lord not only has healed his heart, but is healing his desire to know him in a way of repentance. And I guess one of my questions that I always have is, to what degree, how do we cooperate with God? I know, do we pray these things down? Do we trust him, or we just stand and wait and see, you know, what happens as far as motivation and drawing people to him? Or maybe I'll just overthink it. I don't know. It's probably it. But anyway, so now that I've made it through the process, matter of fact, I'm sure I haven't. But anyway, I'm asking for prayer specifically, number one, to finish this healing, just to complete this within me. And also, today, as a kind of a coup de grace, I think is what you call it. We had a meeting with the architect and the owner and all this sort of stuff. And they were asking me how I was feeling because I went home early one day last week. I think it was Thursday. And, so I told them I was fine and, you know, they asked me what I had, and I said, well, it was a cold or something like that. And then my boss asked me, so are you okay? What did you have? Well, I had a cold and this and that. Well, after the end of the day, I was sitting there thinking, you know what? I had like 2 or 3 opportunities that I could have expressed faith in my healing. And I didn't do it. It was like, I don't know, it was a doubt or I don't know, or maybe it was just answering things the way I usually do or whatever. So my prayer is, Lord, I'm just going to pray that I'm asking you for not only wisdom, but your faith, strength, stability, to cooperate with you with my mouth in confession and making confession of your truths, and even the reading and the message that Michael had last night, exactly what I needed this morning, in exactly what I failed at through this whole process. So, Lord, I'm just asking you to straighten me out, put me on the straight and narrow, and open my eyes and grant me grace to cooperate with not only with your Holy Spirit, but cooperate with your word. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that we can trust you. You are our life, our confidence, and you are the way and the truth and the life. So I just thank you for it. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We come against any kind of spirits of infirmity on Pat right now in the name of Jesus and command it off of him. And we praise you, Father, that all the symptoms are gone too, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift up this co-worker with him. And Lord, we just break the power of Satan that's kept him out of the kingdom. And Lord, we thank you for granting repentance, as Pat's already prayed. And Lord, we thank you that he's going to come to Pat and give him the good report. And I praise you for it, Father, because we want to see him in the kingdom. And Lord, once he comes into the kingdom, I thank you for healing him completely in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And then filling him up with your Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Anyone else? All right. What y'all want to talk about tonight? Anybody got a question or an answer? Everybody knows everything there is to know about, everything there is to know about in the Bible. All right. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. I need some instruction in. Praise God. One of the things that I've been looking at and really been into is confessing the word. Well, as Pat was talking about earlier, is confessing the word over the situations that you have. And, my goodness, there are so many scriptures out there that you could confess the word over any circumstance. And I was just wondering if anybody else has been utilizing the word itself to confess healing or a mountain in your way to move it or what have you. Well, that's good. Praise God. Maybe we could share some of them. Here's one I ran across. Father, I thank you that all infirmities were laid on Jesus, that he was made sick with it, and that by his stripes I am healed. I don't worry and I don't fear, because Jesus bore all infirmities in his body on the tree. When he was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, it was with all infirmities. All infirmities. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I am healed. And that's my receipt in full. I was delivered from the dominion of the adversary, and I am healed and free. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:11, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge of himself shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. That kind of runs the gamut of the whole thing. I also like Isaiah 53:4-5. 1 Peter 2:24, all of those. And we've been over this, but I just wanted to let you know that that's the neatest way, the quickest way to get to recovery is to confess the word 3 or 4 times a day. And don't just do it one time. Don't just do it one time. Do it 7, 8, 10 minutes a time at a time. Watch what happens. Praise God. Anybody got any comments on that? Yeah, Marilyn.
I was just going to confess, or give a little testimony that, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I just, boy, I feel so oppressed. You know, I know a lot of times it's witchcraft, it's chaos, it's confusion, it's brain fog, all the things that try to keep you from confessing the word and, you know, praising the Lord. And, but what I've learned is to just start immediately, you know, crying out to the Lord and confessing the word and confessing who I am in Christ. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I have done that, but it works. And I do, confess it multiple times during the day. You know, we're all different. We all have different responsibilities, you know, because of my situation, I'm able to, you know, have some designated prayer times throughout the day. But just confessing the word and one thing I confess is, you know, and it just becomes more and more real the more you confess it. Is, you know, confessing and telling the Lord that, you know, to help me by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of the Spirit of Christ in me, because Jesus is all grace and truth, to know the word, to trust the word, to be in agreement with the word, to confess the word, to have faith in the word, to obey the word, to love the word, and to live the word, because the word is Jesus, and the word is active and lively and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing of soul and spirit and dividing asunder of joint and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents and the real motives of our hearts. And so anyway, that's all. It works, though. It does.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. It sure does. I've used it a while. Anyone else? Hello, Andrew. Be it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Yeah, Patrick.
Can I read part of a psalm?
Sure.
In the message, I think it was Claire. I had a random verse by faith, and it was in Psalm 94. I don't even remember which one it was now, but I went back to read that, and this is. Psalm 94 is exactly what God is doing right now in the earth. And I just thought, wow, I know that this is happening, but when you go back and read it in Psalms, you realize that this a way that God deals with mankind is the way he has always dealt with mankind, to bring people into his kingdom, into the kingdom. And so I don't want to say too much about it, but here in I wanted to flip back here to ASV and start in, I'm going to read the start in verse 1 here. It said, O Lord, thou God of whom vengeance belongeth. And I'll tell you what, let me start where the Lord took me first, and then I wanted to read the psalm. He started me with verse 94, Psalm 94, 15. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. And I put a note in there of a while back, but basically it said, Father brings chastisement into our lives to motivate us to continue on, to enter into the rest that he has provided us in Christ. And I had a question at that time, is this maturity or man-child, a description of the man-child, or both? This adversity that God brings to us reveals the places of unrest in his word that dwell within us. And this is something I'd written way back. God's purpose is to make us aware of these places and repentance to cleanse the impurity of our thought life. This impurity of thought being removed results in the rest, which provides the necessary environment within us for the life of Christ to give judgment without the restrictions of our own carnal limitations. And I suspect that that is more connected to the man-child. But I was thinking of this in terms of the man-child in the latter days, at the end of the age. Jesus will return in this form to fulfill that which he started in Luke 4:18 regarding the completion of the verse in Isaiah 6:12, basically. That was to proclaim the year of the, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And that's, of course, where he stopped at the beginning of his ministry in Luke. But I believe that in this later day revelation, he will finish that verse, and the day of the vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. And that's where he took me first. Something, judgment shall return into righteousness. And I guess that was almost kind of the question I had related to what I was speaking about before, is that how do we, I guess it's walking with the Spirit to know whether or not you are going to cooperate with the influence that God is bringing into a person's life in order to provide the pressure for them to look to God, which is a judgment, or the righteousness of speaking into that person the need of salvation in those particular circumstances, and how to discern, how to do that or whatever. Anyway, Lord, thou God of whom vengeance belongs, thou God of whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their desert. The Lord, our Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? If that is not a verse for this hour, I don't know what is. How long will the wicked triumph? Lord, why would you want the wicked to triumph? And why would we be forced to be in that environment? You know, why? They prate, they speak arrogantly. All the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord will not see, neither will the God of Jacob consider. Consider ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? And then he said, he that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? In other words, do we think God is not watching? He's not aware of what's going on here in this situation? He's well aware of this environment that he is bringing upon the earth. And we need to, I need to be aware of that to take advantage, not only in circumstances outside in other people's lives, but what that is doing in me, and cooperate with God in this process and how it is affecting me, how it is bringing a lack of patience or anger, or bringing things up in me. God is not wasting one iota of any of this influence. He's well able to do two things at one time, you know, and I think he is bringing, I know he is using it in my life as in this process. He that chastises the nations, shall not he correct? Even he that teaches man knowledge. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. And that's not only men out there, it's men in here. It's men here in me. That old man in me, he knows that there are vain vanity, thoughts of powerlessness, thoughts of uselessness that still bang around here in my soul, that he is well aware of how to bring those things to the surface and take us through. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, it's a King James, O Lord, and teach out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, because he is bringing this environment into my life to smoke out all of that adversity that those things that tend to be within me that need to come out, need to be exposed, removed, and by faith cleansed. And he does this through the winds of adversity in our lives. And when that has completed, when that job is perfected according to the completion that Jesus is looking in each and every one of us, then, and it will happen until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against evildoers, the Lord is saying? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. I might as well read it all. When I said my foot slippeth, thy loving kindness, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by statute? They gather themselves against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Lord hath been my high tower and my God, the rock of my refuge. Psalm 91. He's bringing us through this adversity, washing this, that which is adverse in our life, and making us to shine in his life, and placing us in that perfect place of the Most High. And he hath brought upon them their own iniquity, and will cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God will cut them off. So it just, when I was thinking about that, reading that, I thought, man, that is absolutely like reading today's news. It is right there. And that's what God is doing and has been doing all the way through history. And I just had this one kind of parting thought, is that, you know, he's done so many individual things throughout history since Jesus, you know, gave us the commission and left his spirit, and, you know, 2,000 years ago. But we have, the church has been dwelling and living in the Laodicea. I forgot what the word is, but the church age, the ruler, not the body functioning, but the, what is that word I'm thinking of, Michael? Not Laodice.
Nicolaitan?
Yes. Thank
that's
you.
That's what I was fixing to say.
Yes, that's
sorry, what Michael. I think of.
That's all right. I'm glad you said it, David.
I am. Make me look good. Church has been living in that Nicolaitan envelope package for the most part all through history. But what has changed? God has raising up, and he has brought out various different aspects that he wanted to bring into the Christian mindset and mentality or whatever. But now he has brought together, and he's bringing together a body, a people that will dwell in the body, that will obey that commandment that he gave to love your brother, even as yourself. The very soup necessary to bring us to the place where we are able to be free to love our enemies. And in that perfectness of Christ's light within us, I believe he is then is preparing a body to touch the world. And the thing that hit me is that he's just bringing in the workers of the harvest right now. He's just bringing, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send people into his harvest. Because the fields are white now, but the harvest hasn't come yet. The implosion of people throughout this planet that are going to be flooding into God, trying to find God in this coming time. And God needs a people that are in tune with this very thing in Psalm 94, I believe. And so praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your goodness in our lives, Lord, opening up our eyes to your word, your wisdom. We thank you that you are in charge of this whole thing, that you are leading us through and guiding us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for the work that you're doing in us. And we just bless those that even may listen to cooperate with you, to humble themselves under your mighty hand in this time, to take your correction and to look inward and look outward, Lord, just to give you thanks for the work that you're doing in raising up sons of God to touch the world. And we just praise you for it. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I tell you what, this is right on what's happening today. That Psalm 94:8-9, consider ye brutish among the people and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear shall he not hear, he that formed the eye shall he not see. That's that stupid demon that they all have, the satanic people have. They have a stupid demon. They can't see no further than their flesh. And that's what God's going to do. He's going to take them out. He told us, he said, he's not going to cast off his people. That's us. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Glory to God. He's fixing to restore everything that the devil has stolen from us. Glory to God. Everything. 100-fold. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Absolutely. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Yes, that's right. Because it's not because we have to, it's because we want to. We love the Lord. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? We do, glory to God. We just pray every day against the work against us, against the getting out the gospel. They are trying to hinder the gospel getting out, and they'll do it any way they can. And I'll tell you something else. They're murderers and they're thieves. Yep, that's a good one. Anybody else got any comments on Psalm 94? All right. Anybody else got anything they'd like to comment on? Yeah, Joe.
Michael, a couple of months ago, you sent out the Armor of God prayer. I laminated my one for me. It's part of my quiet time in the morning. But I want to say about this is on each of that piece of armor, there's confession and there's a reminder of what the word says on each part of it. That's always good for me to remind myself in the mornings of what piece of armor is it and what about the word, your salvation, your growth, and everything is in there. So that was a very good armor of God prayer you sent out. That helped me quite a lot. That's part of my day each morning.
What was the name of it?
Armor of God prayer.
Oh, yeah. Armor of God prayer.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff in there. It's a big one,
Joe,
but it's a lot of good stuff.
Do you mind reading it in English?
Michael, would you mind if I send it to Julie and she can read it?
Yeah, that would be fine. That would be fine, Joe.
Okay, I'll send it.
You're a good
read
man.
Read it in Afrikaan.
Read it in Afrikaan. Oh, gosh, yeah, that would be cool. Wouldn't know what she said, but. Yeah, that's I remember it now. You get it? 5 minutes, he said. 5 minutes. I can probably 2 minutes. All right, I can probably 1 minute. Uh-oh. Do I hear a half a minute? Cheryl, how you doing, girl? Did y'all survive those storms that came through there?
Yes, sir. There was a mighty wind that come through here. I thought it was a tornado, and I walked out and rebuked it. And a few minutes later, it calmed down, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and I live in a travel trailer. And it gets kind of scary over here when the winds start whipping around. And but the Lord has been working on my faith. And everything y'all been talking about, it just seems like the Lord has been bringing these things to, you know, my studies or my thoughts. And I just praise the Lord for my brothers and sisters and for the Lord bringing me to this ministry, because it's been heaven. And I need some prayer for tomorrow, because... Okay. I'm going to a lawyer, not a lawyer that I sought out, but my family sought out, because my brothers are also getting sued. But this lady's trying to bring me under, some things that are not of the Lord. And I'm wanting to walk as the Lord wants me to walk and do the things that I want to do. As I was leaving from talking to her last time, she was kind of promising me to not give my brother some of the money that I can get if I receive a death certificate. She's saying, I don't need to think about my brothers or anybody. I need to think about my lawyer. And that's like, you know, I didn't hire her. My brothers and them did, and they needed some things from me so that they could, carry on with their lawsuit. I told the lady I did not want to sue anybody, and you know, so I don't know what they have plans for, but I don't want to. I want to be strong into standing firm with the Lord. With the Lord's word. And, because I have come to a point now, I'm totally at peace with whatever happens. There's some lies that have been said, about me for them to get to this point to be able to sue us and bring it to court and get. I hope I don't sound like I'm babbling, but it's just, I need prayer for that. I stand firm in okay. what the word says and not to sway against it, or also to curse myself with the world trying to, you know, cause to put me under, to trust in man and not in God, because that's basically what's happening. Every time I tell them I want, you know, I trust that God is sovereign and he's going to make everything happen the way he plans it to happen. And it doesn't matter what lawyers or what persons or anything, it's God's will at what happens. Did that make any sense? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we thank you for leading Cheryl down that road of just following you. And we thank you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that she's going to confess your victory over this situation. And we praise you for it, Father. We're going to speak to that mountain, and that mountain got to lose. In Amen. Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, that Cheryl's going to have the great testimony about it. And she's going to come out whatever it is that you want her to have, Lord. And I thank you for it. And I thank the Lord that you are killing the flesh in Cheryl. And it's awesome to see it. We praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I've forgiven this man. Amen. And I have forgiven this man. The Lord has put a lot of compassion in my heart for it. I think that's what's happened early on. I kind of would come in and out of unforgiveness towards him and everybody else that is lying about me. And now I'm at perfect peace with this. I have compassion for this man. And I can say I love him, you know, and he's doing me a favor by putting me on my cross, my spiritual cross. He's showing what, is in my heart so that I can come against it. Because if I didn't have this trial, I would never have known. Cause we can always say, oh, I'd never do this or I'd never, say that and, you know, and so on. But until you get in a position, your heart may say you'd never do it, but the flesh will come up and rise and shake you differently.
Amen. Amen. So, you're so right. Remember what Peter said.
Yeah. And so. Right.
Well, we prayed the prayer of faith for you, and you got the victory, girl.
Amen. Now we need some cool air. It was like 103 today outside, and so we need some cool air.
Well, Lord, I tell you what. Lord, you send that 103 up here to us and send this cool weather down there to her.
Oh.
And Lord.
what degrees are y'all up there?
Well, it's in the low 80s right now. Or not right now, but outside during the heat of the day, it's in the low 80s. And at night, it's down in the 50s. That's really not, you don't get that kind of weather. Yeah, that's too cool.
Well, I pray y'all get the warmer weather and the cool weather comes down here. And I thank you for praying for me. And I love you all. And y'all are such a blessing to me. And I praise God for y'all.
All right. We love you too, Sarah. All right, anyone else? Thank you, Lord, for the victory for Cheryl and all of this. And Lord, she's going to have a testimony to tell of what you did and how you did it. In Jesus' name, glory to God. All right, you ready, Julie? All right.
I got it. Thank you, Joe. Okay, this is the Armor of God prayer. Father God, you are awe-inspiring. You are magnificent and mighty. Your name holds more authority than I could ever conceive. You are stronger than I could ever dream. You are wiser than I could ever comprehend. You are more loving and compassionate than I could ever imagine. You are God. You are above all. Thank you for the powerful armor that you have given to me. I come this day to put on the belt of truth. I acknowledge that I need truth. I need to be dedicated to the truth. I need to follow the truth of your word. Lord, I need to make reading your word a priority in my life. If I sincerely open my mind to your word, then I will see the truth about what I need to increase in my life and what I need to decrease in my life. As I am praying this prayer, I realize that the enemy of my soul wants to condemn me for my failures. I declare that I will not let the enemy condemn me for my lack of success because you are pleased with me when I try. You want me to learn to be content in doing my best. You want me to love myself anyway, just as you do. And I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I acknowledge that I am able to wear this breastplate because Jesus took my sin and gave me his righteousness. Lord, I remind myself today of the enormous price Jesus paid so that I could be set free. Jesus did not take sin lightly, and I will not take sin lightly. I will show my respect for you, Lord, by seeking to obey you and seeking to please you this day. And I put on the shoes of peace. I thank you for the peace I have about my future home in heaven. I feel restful and serene when I think about the glorious place where I will spend eternity. Jesus told us that he gives us his peace. Father God, I want to feel peace in my daily life. I want to feel calm and content as I move through my day. By the power of Jesus Christ, I declare that today I will grow in my ability to live in peace. I will reject worry and fear. I will remember to trust you through all circumstances of my day. I will not be moved by what I see or hear. I will be moved by what the Bible says. Your promises are true. Your promises are backed by the armor of your name. I put on the helmet of salvation. I thank you for my eternal salvation. I thank you for the saving power of Jesus Christ that daily works in my life, helping me to defeat sin and helping me to put on the love of Christ. Thank you that you are renewing my mind and showing me how to defeat my wrong thoughts and wrong attitudes. Thank you that you are taking me from the way I have always been to the godly way I can be through the power of Jesus Christ. I pick up the shield of faith. I will feed my faith today. My faith will grow stronger this day. I will meditate on your promises to take care of me. When the enemy sends fiery darts my way in order to discourage me or to get me to doubt you, I will raise my shield of faith and deflect his attacks. My shield is a shield of confidence that you, God, are able to take care of me. I will continually remind myself of your faithfulness. Lord, I will be unwavering in my devotion to you this day. And I pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I will give voice to the word of God today. I will become more and more comfortable speaking out scripture. Lord, I will remind myself that when I speak your scriptures, your power is unleashed. You have given believers words that will change the world. Lord, I dedicate my mouth to you. I want my words to please you. Help me to gain greater control over my tongue. I declare that today I will use my tongue to bless others and I will avoid strife and unnecessary conflict. Father, as I leave this time of prayer, I am going to be a freshly focused follower of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yeah, I remember that prayer. That's a good prayer. I do. Yeah, Judy says she sent it to you, Sharon. All right, anyone else? What you got on your mind, Andrew?
It's not my mind, so for a price, so he's better put something in there.
Amen. Yeah, Geneva.
Hey, everybody. So two things I wanted to ask for prayer. We're traveling back to Florida tomorrow to get the rest of our stuff. And, me and Micah are going to fly and Morgan's mom's going to go with us, but it's a really early flight. I think it's like 6 or something like that in the morning. So usually she's asleep by then, but I just want to pray and believe that she's going to continue to sleep. And then kind of going off of that, I have, after you read that prayer, Michael, it's just kind of made me think, Julie, when you read that prayer, it's just kind of, like I rebuke pride or anything trying to get in the way of me saying this, but I've just been kind of, going through it here lately and like just feeling really sad and, not content. And I feel like a spirit of depression has been trying to come over me. And I know before we said, when you feel those thoughts, just start praying in the tongues. And, you know, Lord's been blessing me to do that. And I've had a lot of dreams of like witchcraft and things, and I've been coming against it. And I find myself waking up a lot, you know, praying against stuff. But then also, Micah is just not sleeping. It's like we're going through it all over again. At this point, I kind of feel like she's a newborn, even though she's 15 months, because of just the lack of sleep I've been getting. Like sometimes I'm up 7 times in the middle of the night, and it's hard when you don't sleep to function through the day. And, anyways, I've been getting frustrated with Morgan, and I shouldn't be doing that. You know, I'm just being honest here. And, I just feel like my emotions have really just been trying to take a toll on me. And, you know, I'm believing that this, when we go back to Florida, is going to be good. Kind of, we're going to go there and finish packing. And then the rest of our, you know, time we're going to spend just kind of doing the things that we love to do while we were there. And I'm praying this will be a good little refreshing family trip for us. Cause it's been a little bit since we've had like just us, like me, Morgan and Micah family time, you know, cause we live with his brother right now and they got 5 kiddos, super sweet kids. It's nice to have your own little time, you know? So I just want prayer because, I know that when I'm weak is when he is strong, but I just want to come against these thoughts that have really been weighing me down. And it's really just trying to rob my joy and, making me feel like, you know, this is who knows how long we'll be in this situation. And I know that the Lord knows better and I know better, you know, cause I have the mind of Christ. I need to, I just want to pray this off of me. You know, Michael, if you'll say the prayer.
Yep. That's real well. In the name of Jesus right now, I cast down all witchcraft curses that may be spoken against her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your hedge of protection around her that they will not penetrate anymore. And I command this spirit of not sleeping on Micah to leave her. And I thank you, Father, she's going to sleep all night long tonight. And when she wakes up in the morning, it's going to be, well, actually, she's going to sleep until she generally does wake up. And I praise you, Father, for doing that to Micah and Geneva. And I thank you, Lord, that this is going to be an awakening trip for all of them. And it's going to be an awesome time together. And I praise you, Father. I command all spirits that would like to interrupt anything, I bind you and cast you out of there in the name of Jesus right now. I command you to stay away from Geneva and Morgan and Micah in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your warrior angels stationed round about them to keep them from any kind of attacks from the enemy in Jesus' name while they're on this trip. And Lord, we thank you that placing it in Geneva and Morgan to pray every morning on the offense rather than the defense. And I thank you for it, Father. She's going to put on the armor that God has provided for us. And I praise you, glorify you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that Micah's going to sleep all night long as a testimony to your grace and your mercy upon him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And we're looking for the great testimony in Jesus' name and a smile on Geneva's face once again in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else want to pray? Go ahead, Julie.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that when they need to get up and be at the airport tomorrow morning, that they're not going to have any issues getting up, being awake and alert, but Micah's going to be a sleeper, and she's not going to be disrupted through all of this. She's going to be a happy camper on the plane like she has been in the past, Father, and that everyone's going to love this little girl, and she's just going to be a blessing and full of joy. And we just thank you, Lord, for going before them and making the way safe and secure, and that you give Geneva, Morgan, and Micah all peace and comfort. And we thank you, Lord, that you got all this heaviness and this oppression lifted off of Geneva, all this depression, oppression, discouragement, disappointment, sadness, and the like, and everything she's being attacked with and with her emotions, that's all broken off of her in Jesus' name. And she is rejoicing you. She is singing and praising you. And devil, get off of our sister and her family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I believe it. We're going to have a good time this next few days. Is this going to be your last trip, Geneva?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Okay, Isaac. Amen. All right, anybody else? Lord, I thank you for bringing down a deep state in the government, too. Thank you, Father, for doing that. I praise you, Father, for getting all that bunch of outlaws out of there that are trying to destroy this country. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that things are going to happen in order to get this revival going and to get your people situated in the places that you want them. And I know that's going to happen. I know there's going to be a pandemic, the word says it. And I also know there's going to be a shaking going on. But Lord, I know you can protect everybody that's your elect during this time. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for bringing in our families. We believe for them. We're praying for them. You told us if we do what you want us to do, that you take care of the families. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Sometimes, Lord, it doesn't look like that they're going to come in, but we can't get our eyes on our sense knowledge. We got to get our eyes on what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that we have household salvation. And that's God, that's what I believed. And what you told us too. Through your angels. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. You know something the other day. Let me just tell you a little story. I saw on an internet outlet, let me put it that way. This guy going out to a lady. This is a young white guy going up to a lady, asking her for some money for food, I believe it was, something. It was money for something, if she could spare anything. Now, this woman looked like she didn't have a dime to her name. And she didn't. And she said, "I don't have any money, honey." And he said, "Oh, could you just spare, you know, a quarter, anything, you know?" And she said, "I tell you what, I got a quarter left, and I'll give it to you." But she gave that quarter to him. He turned around and started pulling out $100 bills and throwing it on her. He said, that's what he did. He does that. He goes out and he finds a homeless-looking person and asks them for money. And if they give him anything, he'll just throw money at him, man. And she just went wild. She just went, "Oh my Christ." And he'd give her $100, he'd give her another $100, he'd give her another $100. Man, it was awesome. It was an awesome, awesome thing. And then he went to another guy. This is another film. He went to another guy And that guy saw him. He kind of looked at him. He said, I know who you are. He said, you ain't giving me nothing. He said, I'm going to give you $100. And he pulled it out of his. It was a homeless guy that he had helped some time back that had gotten back on his feet because of it. And he wanted to bless him. He said, you bless me, and I'm back on my feet. Bless God, and I'm going to bless you. Here's $100. I tell you, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to help folks like that. Can you imagine? David and I talked about this, and I think that's going to be something that we're going to try to do, is help people around here locally. So, not that we don't already, but I'm talking about in a major way. All right, anybody else? You know, when you help somebody around in your area, it gets around pretty quick. It gets around pretty quick, and the negativity leaves. And the positive stuff. Well, what are you talking about? These people here are feeding people. These people are helping these people. You know, instead of calling names. All right, anybody else? That's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, what else? Y'all ready to just close it up? I ain't time yet. Help me out here now. I really have been, just to let y'all, I've been real busy. Both David and I both have been real busy. And I haven't had a whole lot of time to do what needs to be done with the outreach. And I apologize, but anyway, glory be to God. What subject y'all want to cover? What day is today anyway? Is this Thursday? Tuesday. What subject do y'all want to cover Tuesday, or do you want to get back in the book? Has anybody got a subject they want to cover? Okay.
I'm sure someone will come up with something between now and then.
Yeah. I'll come up with something about 30 minutes before the outreach. Send it out.
Or somebody else. We got some
pretty,
deep thinkers
pretty good
in here
at that.
With yeah. Questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Patrick.
Can I ask Isaac a question?
Sure.
I don't know if he's, I'm assuming he's listening there, but. Isaac, what you were talking about, your, supply chain, dilemma there. Does your boss, is he aware of that, supply chain situation, or is, you know, is this, I mean, I guess technically what I was thinking is that's kind of not your problem. That's his problem, right?
No, you got it 100%, Pat. And you know, believe it or not, I was thinking about all of this and I said, man, I was thinking to myself, I don't know how Pat does this. I don't like being a project manager. My title kind of encapsulates that. That's a hard job, but, yeah, no, I put it on them to make the decision, right? Because we had a vendor right down the street that's domestic and it's obviously more expensive, more than three times as much, but convenience is worth something, especially if you're not putting out parts. And, so I'll let them make the decision. And if they don't know about the supply chain, they do now. So, you know, but yeah, I've just kept them in the loop 100%, Pat. I send them forward them the emails, let them have their input. Yeah. Yeah,
it's, I guess what, yeah, I, one of the things that I kind of learned when studying authority, you know, the authority chain, and that is this, you know, bringing a copying like their boss. You know, if I'm not able to get any kind of response out of, let's say, a foreman, then, you know, as if you are able to go up to the next level and talk to, you know, their boss and copy them on the chain, you know, so that everybody knows who's being talked to, you know, type of thing. And it's almost kind of like a lever, you know, a lever of influence there, you know. But it works with, say, your boss as well to a certain degree, you know. When you copy when somebody else knows that you're talking to their boss or whatever, sometimes that has a little bit of influence. So I don't know. I just kind of had that question is all.
No, you're totally right. I'll say this, Pat. Yeah, you're right. And I appreciate that info because this is not a job I'm well versed at. And so, yeah, I think that's what it's come down to. And, I think my bosses are wanting to talk to, you know, the owner of the company, actually, because it's not a big outfit. They're like brokers who send out parts. So, yeah, I think this is where, you know, it's just learning, man. And I also learned a little bit about myself to not be so quick to make assumptions, but I appreciate it, man. I don't envy that position. I tell you that.
Cool.
Hey, I got one for you. I got a question. What's the weirdest verse in the word in the Bible that you've come across? Yeah. Strangest, let me put it that way. Yeah, Isaac, go ahead.
That's a good question, Mike. I don't know, man, but I want to say this because it's kind of funny. My mom looked at my brother one day and she said, Nathan, she goes, if there is one verse that encompasses me as a person, what is it? And Nathan said to her, Jesus wept. That's all I was going to say.
That's classic. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm looking at a list here. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Well, I've heard this saying for a long, long time. And then one day I read it in the Bible and I'm like, that's where it came from? I thought, that's wild. Job 19:20, my bone cleaveth my bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Your teeth don't have skin. Just saying. You know, you get hurt by the skin of my teeth, you know? I just like blown away when I discovered that was in the Bible.
Your body else. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Well, there's one with marrow to your bones and health to your navel. But how do you have a healthy navel?
You don't have one?
But way back in my ancestry, only Adam didn't have one. Any.
Oh, I don't know. Got a clean navel.
Now I know it's an allegory, but I can't remember the proverb or where it is.
Marilyn can tell you. I can too.
Proverbs 3.
Uh-huh.
And thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. 'Twill be health to your navel and marrow to your bones.
Amen. Health to your navel and marrow to your bones.
But do you know what it means?
Well, sure. What does it mean, y'all?
What does it mean?
You know, to me, that being health to your navel, you know, that's how the baby is connected in the womb to the mother. I've thought about this, and I just, to me, it's symbolic of abiding in Christ. You know, if we're not wise in our own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil, you know, not, you know, being led by our carnal reasoning and desiring to be led of the Lord. That's to me, that's a good way to help you to be connected and abiding in Christ.
Amen. Yeah, Julie.
And like what Marilyn was saying, it's like it gives life, you know, it gives life to our body. It's life and health, and it's being connected. It's the word of God. Our spirit man needs that. And then marrow to our bones, it's like the blood is created in the bone marrow, and on the life of the flesh is in the bone or in the blood. So so that's where it's created, is in our bones. So unhealthy, strong bones and all of that is being connected and abiding in Christ and staying in the Word.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I agree.
You'd think it maybe had something to do with Ezekiel 37. And maybe how Paul was separated from his mother's womb in Galatians chapter 1. The Word made flesh anyway. So and
it's the navel's
around the belly anyway. So I don't know if that had something to do with it.
Could be. Yeah, Julie.
Can I say a prayer?
Sure.
Heavenly Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters here. And I thank you, Lord, that all of us are going through all kinds of adversity and trials, and we've got a lot of work to do for the ministry. And I just lift up Brother David and Brother Michael both to you, and I ask God that you would strengthen them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. I ask, Lord, that you will refresh them, lift them up, encourage them, whatever they need right now, Lord, because you see what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. You see the minister they have. You see how busy they really are. And they work hard. And I know that they're constantly serving you in every way possible, Lord. And I pray that you bring up alongside them the body to minister as needed. I pray, God, that you just encourage them. And give them good sleep when they sleep. We bind up and we cast down all the distractions of the enemy, all the witchcraft, all the attacks that they have just been ramped up in a lot of ways, Father. But we take authority over all that, and we stand in faith together as a body, and we cast it all down, and we command the devil to be bound in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for for a reprieve here soon, Father, because your word promises that is ours. We have the victory already. And I thank you, Lord, for defeating our foes, Father, with the right arm of the Lord. Lord, we shall do valiantly. And it is you, the Lord Jesus. You're the one that defends us, and you bring down our foes. And we're standing in faith that they are defeated and their power off of us is broken. And we just thank you, Lord. We rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the victory. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us the grace, the strength, and the courage and the boldness to keep going forward every day, Lord. We're not going to let the enemy prevail over us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes,
thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Lord, I receive that. I know David does too. I bless you, everybody else here to you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anything else? Thank you, Judy. All right. Well, Father God, I just thank you for another evening with my brothers and sisters. Lord, I thank you for keeping us through the weekend. Keeping our mind on you, Lord, and our eyes on you. We thank you, Father, for everybody putting their battle gear on. And waging war against the deep state in the church. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for protecting your ministries, your evangelists, your preachers, and all of that over in the Middle East and in Africa. And I praise you for doing that, Lord, over there, protecting them. Lord, give it a bold faith to believe in your word. And I thank you for it, Father. I ask for provisions to get this gospel out in a mighty way, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for placing bold faith in each and every one of us here. When the need arises, that we'll step up to the plate and say, listen, let me pray because I've got faith. Lord, I've God, and we're going to see a victory here. And Lord, I thank you for that boldness in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for being our God. You're a gracious, merciful, loving God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. What's going on? Somebody chatting in the third. Glory to God. Yes, that's true. Praise God forevermore. You go. Hattie, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Girl, you must get yourself full. I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord. That's what we prayed, bless God. That's what it's going to be. Everybody here was believing, too. So thank you, Lord. Glory to God. That is awesome. Glory be to God. All right. That's a good one to leave on, isn't it? Thank you. Yeah.
Dairy Queen coming up.
That's awesome. Oh, my, my, my. Okay. Y'all be blessed, you hear?